Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man getting everyone paid in EF except himself, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
All right. 3, 2, 1, we're live.
We are live here in the studio of the Mr. National Podcast. I'm Mr. National. I got P-Double hanging out on my right. What's up, P-Double?
I'm on the right.
You're on the right. He's always right. And he's always right. Before we get any further, P-Double, we're going special guest.
Oh, man, sweet.
On the show with us. We have, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, coach of the Seattle Seahawks, been to the NFL Super Bowl 3 times, bringing home the crown once, the Wiz. What's up, Wiz? How are you?
What's up, sir?
All right.
What's up, Wiz?
The Wiz is in the house. Listen.
Are you, like, tweaking right now, or?
Yeah, what is going on? Are you tweaking right now, Wiz? What, you getting ready for that game tomorrow?
Game ain't gonna be no game.
We gotta love that confidence, right? Yo, he said ain't no game. Well, you
ain't even sweating it?
Yeah, he talking about he ain't sweating it. I'm gonna be all up in it. I'm gonna be all up in it tomorrow. The only advantage he got, P Doubles, he gonna be home all day, well rested. I gotta work, mix some fireproofing. I hope I get my nap. hey, Wiz, are you tweaking right now? Tell me I'm lying.
I'm up in the bedroom, dude.
Okay.
You ain't even
worried about it.
I ain't worried about you.
Oh, hey, Peter, you hear this? He on the Mr. National Podcast saying he ain't worried.
So, for everybody that's listening, tell them what's going on. The big game tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's let, right. All right, here we are. I mean, the game is going to be intense. But I want everybody to know, me and the Wiz are cool as a fan, okay? We go at it, but we are tight, okay? Now, that aside, we are in the same division. He coaches Seattle, I coach the 49ers. There was a little discrepancy last week about whether we were going to play or not, and I told him I couldn't play him. He thought we was going to play. He was calling me the duck. He used the D word, P-Double.
Ducking.
D word.
Ducking.
He used the D word on me, right?
Wow.
So I said, you know what? I'm gonna beat the Wiz at his own game. I'm gonna call him out on the forum that he most uses and most cherishes. Hey, Wiz, were you surprised about all the interaction that we got from the post though? What did you think?
That was funny.
You
talking to me like this?
I'm talking to you. This is you. You're the special guest. I always talk to P-Double.
You know, man, it ain't surprising me.
No? A lot of people were going to ask when we was going to play. Well, see, here's a surprise. I was going to ask you, do you want to play Thursday? No way. So my little sneak attack didn't even work because you was going to come for Thursday anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I talked to your buddy Spencer. He was telling me, you should play more interns. I said, hold on, here's the surprise. I was going to ask him, do he want to play Thursday?
Nice. I love it. Hey, Wiz, I think we should have a game every Thursday night at the pub. Somebody, you know what I mean?
Thursday night football?
Thursday night EF, right, at the pub. I would love it. Well, it should be, right. I mean, there's nothing going on at the pub. We can get started around 5, 6, 7 o'clock. Well, for everybody listening, the game is going to be Thursday. I'm not sure that date. I think that's March the 14th.
Yep.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we playing on the game is in San Fran on the Jerry McGee scale size board.
A whole lot of room.
The last time I played,
we're going to run anywhere. Well, It's
going to
be the Wilson show.
All right. Well, Wiz, I know you watching Empire. You got to get back to your wife and everything.
That's over with now.
Oh, shucks. Listen to him. That's over with. I wanted to say, the last time we played on the 49ers board, you did win. Russell Wilson scored a quarterback sneak play. And won the game on the last drive with I think I had like 4 seconds left, and that was the game. So, fast forward to tomorrow. Before we let you go, do you have a prediction? A prediction of the score and outcome.
You sitting in the dark corner wondering what happened.
You like this guy or what?
I love it, man.
Is he hilarious? See, most leagues don't have a guy like this.
Hey, tell everybody what he's known for, too, just so that people that don't know him.
We could bring him up. What the Wiz is known for is tweaking and actually posting the videos of the tweaking and what the bases do. And, I mean, to a man, the guy has done, he tweaks everybody in the Philly League. Everybody goes to him in the Philly League to get their bases done.
I got to have a challenge, too.
Absolutely. I mean, he sent bases all over the country. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he truly, truly enjoys it.
See, what they don't understand, Corey, they always want me to go to a tournament. You know, meet the fellas and all that. I could do that on Facebook.
Right.
Mostly my basements are at tournaments representing me. So why should I be there?
I got you.
You don't gotta be a legend just to show your face. You could just put product out there, show people that you care. Bam, that's how you become a legend. No hands-on training and all that. Nah.
And the myth, Wiz, the myth about tweaking, they say that no tweaker tweaks bases stronger than their stuff. Now, you say you don't do that. If you tweaking a base for a coach and that base beats your stuff, then that's the base you tweaking for them. You send it out regardless.
Right. That's the key that if I want a base from somebody, I want the base to beat their team.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I get a base from somebody and it comes down to the dungeon and I just tweak the base up and I push the base, their base would be on my team because I know I could beat the bases, but when I play other coaches, they get beat by the bases I ordered out.
Gotcha. Well, Wiz,
I'm not just an owner, I'm a client.
This dude talk. We're gonna have all this confidence tomorrow at that spank his ass. That's what we're gonna see. Well, I mean, win, lose, or draw, it's gonna be a fun game. And the game is gonna be streamed live. We're gonna have Hugh Stack, a.k.a. Hugh Moore, in the house, streaming it, MFCA on the Facebook page. So the game will be brought to everybody, listen to the podcast, and then some.
Hey,
Wiz, we got to let you go. We got to get on with the podcast. But before before we let you go, can you give us a score? And then I'll give you my score.
Let me see. If I miss my passes?
Yes.
That's brutal. I'm going about 40, about me 40, you 20.
Wow, 40 to 20.
That's because my Lupus don't beat your quarterback up. You
know how they go. I'm thinking, I got 28 to 20, 49ers. That's it. 28 to 20. That's my score.
You got big dreams,
man. Yeah. The defense is gonna be them. My defense is gonna be all over you like a cheap suit from Sears, and they out of business.
I'm gonna spread you wide open.
Oh boy, we're gonna see, folks. Everybody on the podcast. The game is tomorrow. The Falk versus the Wiz, Seattle versus Seahawks. Wiz, we want to thank you for coming on the podcast. Keep tweaking them bases. Keep repping the hobby, man. Keep doing what you do.
I already got 22 bases I got to tweak up for a whole week.
Gee, another order, huh?
Yeah. I did another team basement.
well, we'll let you get back to work, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Wiz.
I appreciate it.
All right. That's the Wiz, folks. Thanks, brother.
Just dream about the ass kicking.
All right. See you.
All right, bro.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Is he a piece of work? So, man, that...
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
The Wiz.
I gotta get another. The Wiz, right. James Harris.
Spends a lot of time in the dungeon, as he calls it.
In the dungeon. I mean, that's what he calls it. This is his basement, man. It, we used to say just bases and
so big part of EF is the tweaking the bases, which
not tweaking them so much is a big part of the bases because you can't win without the talent.
Right.
But say if you don't tweak, you just buy them. It's not a lot of time going into tweaking. But a guy like Norbert, the Hulk, Ken Allen, a lot of them guys, you know, the guys that tweak their own bases, the Wiz, they a lot of their time is tweaking bases.
Right.
And the thing is, a lot of people depend on them to tweak the bases. That's,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't really, you know, really level up to the elite. You know,
without the base talent, you could be the greatest passer. You could be have the greatest X and O's like Kelvin Lomax. But if you ain't got the bases, I mean Brian Phillips is another tweaker guy, you know. But if you ain't got the bases, you just fight.
Get pushed off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you get pushed off the gun.
If you don't have any room to work your backs or your. You're not gonna get any yardage. Yeah.
I mean that game tomorrow. I mean it's only the first game of our two. You know, in our division game, our matchup is, but it's big. Like it generated a lot of interest. It's like, like Tupac, all eyes on me. I'm like, whoa. I was like, what did I do? I just wanted to let's call them out. It's like the best. I'm gonna be playing the game. It's like. What's that Billy Idol song? Eyes without a face. it's just gonna be eyes all over.
Wow, Corey's iPod.
Oh yeah, Corey. Eyes without a face. Yeah, Billy Idol. That's one of my favorites right there, man.
Pulling out the archives.
There you
going
go.
Deep,
there
going
you
deep
go.
In the archives.
Deep. Going deep, like yeah, Stack. Like how deep? He like deep, deep as Nicki Minaj's butt cheeks. Deep. That's deep. That's deep. Deep in the archives. Oh man! So, all right, we are up in the Mr. National Podcast. We all up in it. Okay, we all up in it. We up to like show 20 something. 25. It's our silver anniversary show.
Yeah, 25.
25. I can't believe we done did this 25 times. That's crazy. Amazing. All because of Paul Pate, a.k.a. P-Double, the baddest artist, talking about your art. I met a young lady who's into, like, doing artwork and everything. I think mm-hmm. she's still, like, drawing his sketches and stuff. But mm-hmm. I gotta share your website with her.
Yeah, sure, and,
Yeah.
Point her out to me, and I'll check her out.
Yeah, check her out. And if folks listening to the Mr. National podcast, I think we back on iTunes. Back on iTunes.
Yep, you can find us. Subscribe. And listen wherever it's convenient.
Yeah, in the shower, in the road, on the road end. I got Pontar, a guy I work with. I text him every month, every show that P-Double uploads, I send him the link. I say, Pontar, listen to this when you're driving into work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we got some dedicated listeners because every episode gets so many, you know, listens. So.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah, really appreciate everybody tuning in.
I mean,
for the excitement.
What are you going to say next? What are you going to do next? Once we get some sponsorships and stuff.
Right. Once the big bucks start rolling in.
Once the bucks start rolling in.
Then you could pay for your kids to go to college, you know, whatever college you want them to go to.
Well, that'd be after I get the walk-in closet, okay?
Okay, first things first.
I'll pay. Like these parents, they just paying, they're bribing. Now, who's going to jail? Do the parents go to jail or the person that took the money? That's what
right. Or the, because there's a guy that's arranging all the bribes. It's his business. He had like a nonprofit business, he collected the money, which the money was like the amount of money they would pay more than the amount of money they would pay for a regular college education anyway. But they
right.
got him, but he got him into these schools.
USC,
Yale, and stuff like that.
Yup.
But he was paying bribes. There was like test, the people that administered the tests. They were faking the test results.
Right.
And then there's admissions people at the colleges and coaches. So to me, the students are the least of the criminals, the ones that were getting in. I mean, is their parents really arranging it?
Right.
The guy who's arranging the bribes, I mean, he's a criminal, but he's kind of a middleman.
Mm-hmm.
The parents are the criminals, and then these people, the administrators that are coaches that are supposed to be, you know, the honest brokers of the education they're the criminals. You know, if I had to put it in order, I'd put, you know, at the bottom, the student. Next would be the guy arranging all the bribes, the guy actually paying the bribes. He's probably going to be the one, the biggest criminal, but to me.
Yeah, he's going to take the big fall.
But to me, he's the fall guy. He's the middleman. Then it's the parents, and then it's these school administrators and coaches.
That's getting rich off of this.
Right. I guess that's how I would put it. Somebody probably smarter could explain it where I might change the order of things. But to me, you know, the thing about it is it's crazy, man.
Well, the sad thing I heard was that the students and kids that really should have got in, they got bypassed.
Right.
Because these kids
those are
got
the victims.
Pushed up the ladder.
Yeah, those are the victims. Those are the victims.
Right, those are the victims.
Think about if you're like a basketball player or somebody, you know, that wanted, you know, that was, I'm not talking about like a, you know, Division I. Division I schools, but say if you're a basketball player at Yale, you're primarily a student, but you're also a basketball player. If you're a student, those are really collegiate athletes. If you're a student at Yale, you're smart. And then if you play basketball, not only are you smart, but you work very hard to get to that level of skill and physical fitness and everything that you have to do to be a basketball player. And then somebody just takes your spot because they got money. That's just a harsh toke, man.
And that goes back to the conversation we had a few shows ago, P-Dub, when you was like, we should pay, they should pay them kids and this. And it all goes back to the thing, the money thing. The people with money get treated differently. They think differently. And that's why I said, if you can't pay every student the same thing, every student scholarship athlete the same thing, I don't care if they Zion Williamson on the Duke basketball team or John Smith on the Duke bowling team, I don't know, golf team, whatever scholarship he's on. You can't pay them all $1,000 or $3,000, then you don't pay nobody. Don't treat nobody different. That's what them parents are guilty of. Using their money and their status to get what they want. It's not right. That's the problem. The haves and the have-nots.
Very convincing case you made there, Mr.
National. Mr. National was very passionate. Oh my God, I need a drink after that one. That was crazy. But yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that because that was sports. Now, another thing, P-Double, that you can enlighten me on, and all our dedicated listeners, and maybe our occasional listeners, the Mueller Report. What is it? Talk to me.
Mueller Report is, okay, Robert Mueller is the special investigator of President Trump. So normally the Department of Justice does investigations for the government. But when you're investigating the president, the Department of Justice reports to the president. So they have to hire a special counsel that is supposedly impartial.
Okay.
And so what they're investigating Trump for is collusion with Russia on the election, this past election that he won. Russia meddled in the election,
and they're
investigating to see if Donald Trump and his campaign colluded with Russia.
Absolutely.
So, they're investigating it, okay?
Okay.
So, the Mueller report, I don't know, Mueller or Mueller, what do you want to call it?
Right. We'll call it Mueller for the podcast. The okay. Podcast, they call it Mueller.
Mueller. It sounds better.
Yeah. Not like Ferris Bueller, but Mueller.
Is anybody there, Mueller? Well, everybody's waiting on this report to come out. Like, it's going to be, it's going to be earth-shattering or something.
Right.
And so I heard a story on the radio, in fact. This guy got a call from his mom. This was a couple of weeks ago. This guy got a call from his mom and said his dad, his health took a turn for the worse. And his dad's in the hospital. So this guy flew out to California where his dad and his mom lived. And his dad was in the hospital and not doing well. He went and slipped into a coma. Mm. And the doctor said he didn't have long to live. So his dad actually, he was there for a couple of days, and his dad came out of the coma long enough to say, God damn it, I'm not going to be able to see the Mueller report. And then he died.
What?
So,
wow.
So the guy's dying wish was to be able to see the Mueller report.
Oh, no.
This is not unusual, apparently. This is happening all over the place, that people are really anxious for this report to come out. And, you know, a lot of people think that it's going to be the end of President Trump. They're going to kick him out of office because of the report. And then a lot of other people think it's going to be a big dud and nothing's going to happen.
It is. Nothing's
going to
happen.
So Mr. Nash is on record as saying the Mueller report is going to be a big dud.
Yes. I'm on report. I know absolutely nothing about it. But
from what Pete almost told you, it's going to be a big dud.
Nothing. I mean, they keep trying to throw the man out. He ain't getting out. He's going to do his 4 years, and then, you know, and that'll be it. So I think that's the on the more pressing news.
Yeah, really.
It's March Madness, really. Baby.
March Madness,
okay?
Let's get to what's important.
What's important? Sports always brings you to the core. You know what I mean? Sports is like your yoga. Hot yoga. It finds your core.
Works
all that core. Other stuff. All that other stuff is fluff. All that other stuff is just distractions. Sports is it. That's your core. That's your yoga. That's your, you know, when you go to hot yoga, you always start with a basic stance to find your inner
downward
spirit.
Dog. Downward facing dog.
Tree, whatever. Possum, I don't know. But for the Mr. National podcast, it's sports. Okay. This podcast talks about anything. We go with relationships. We go with everything. We go to cruise things. But our core, we go politics. We go all over. But our core, our yoga stance, we go back. We get our meditation, our zen. We find our zen, our inner strength is sports.
The yin and the yang.
Yeah, I tell you. And that's what we're going back to. And it's March Madness, and right now we got the conference championships going on. And I need to know if the Duke Blue Devils can get a number one seed in the tournament. I don't think so. They would have to win.
They got to win their conference, and then
they got to win the ACC. They got to win, even have a prayer of it. And obviously, they're not going to do that unless Zion Williamson plays. I'm very disappointed in this team.
What's the word?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're going to hold him out till the tournament starts. I don't even know if he's going to play again.
They're going to the tournament, so they could save him for that. And that's not
they could save him. But if you're not going to play him I don't know what their plan is. I thought he would have been ready by now. I mean, he don't have to play another play, and he's the number one pick in the draft. Okay,
that's amazing.
Yeah, he ain't got to play no more.
That's amazing.
No more. He's done. He's the number one pick. He's going to make millions. He'll get a sneaker deal. He's done. Now, if he plays, he will help Duke advance in the tournament. How far, we don't know. But other than the Super Bowl, P-Double, I will go on record on the Mr. National podcast as saying the NCAA tournament is the second biggest sporting thing other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
to me.
Super
Bowl is number one, and then I got this NCAA tournament.
I mean, they've already planned where I work to reserve TVs and conference rooms so you can watch the afternoon games. You know what I mean?
Dude, that is awesome. That
isn't
awesome.
That crazy? You can go
That's
work.
That's crazy.
You can go work, move your office down to the conference room where they got the TVs and the game on.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
B-Dub, I got to send you the link when it starts up. We got a stack with that show bracket challenge.
Oh, all right. Definitely.
Yeah, everybody. I was talking to the guy at work. He wants to put, he was like, let's put in $20. Everybody put in $20. Winner gets so much. Second place gets a little bit of cut. Third place gets their $20 back. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know, but I think I might do it. And
really?
If you want to put in with the money, you can. If you just want to pick, you just pick.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win it, then you just won it. You're not in with the money part of it.
If you didn't buy in.
If you didn't put in the money, right.
So no, I don't know about that.
Everybody puts in $20 and pick, and then, you know, depending on how many people were there.
So what if I didn't put in money and I win first, but the guy who put in money wins second? Does he get all the money?
He wins.
He's the money.
So it would be the people that put the money in are in line.
Can't you just
do
two different brackets?
You could, but then it won't. But then it wouldn't be.
You
I
get
guess
a lot of people in for $20, man.
You think you'll get a lot of people?
Yeah,
you won't.
You think it'll? I don't know, man.
I wanted to do $5, and then to do the pine tar.
Who's going to hang on to all that money, man?
Pine tar, huh?
Who's going to hang on to all that money?
No, I mean, it ain't going to be that many people. I would hang one. It'll be PayPal. It's. Listen.
I'll put $20.
People try. Mr. National is as clean as the Board of Health and is straight up. They trust me to run. I run the Powerball brackets for the MFCA.
Oh yeah.
That's $500 million. That's one of with the Electric Football Group. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, national being the fall.
Oh, I'm not questioning your.
Oh no. But here, hear me out. They was like, you know, who's? I was in charge of gathering all this money for all these tickets. Like, we had Powerball tickets coming from like 12 different states. People was paying, like, you know, buying tickets.
Yeah.
And one coach asked, was like, well, where's, you know, he said something. He was like, I only trust you. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, we're millions. I mean, you buy in to these little tickets or whatever and send in their picture. It's basically, you know, you're trusting the person with millions of dollars because, right. I mean, you know you're not going to win, but the chance is there. You might
right.
win.
I would like to know how that goes when, you know, you pull in and you actually win.
Everybody
get lawyers?
Once you submit that, what we do is two tickets. Okay. Everybody buys two tickets and you take a picture and you email it in.
Oh, okay.
That's how we do it. That's how I do it.
Okay.
Our little email thing, when it gets up big, I send out a little shout out. The Hulk always gets in. George Diamond in Harrisburg mm-hmm. always gets in. Mm-hmm. Darrell Bavard in Maryland. So what we have is each coach or each person buying two tickets in their state or city.
I got you.
They take a picture of it and they send it in. That's the contract right there.
Right, it's right. In. That's binding.
But I don't care.
That's
once they send that thing and we got this picture, this guy put this group in with this group.
Right.
That's we split in that. And that's how it works. So,
nice.
I mean, it works pretty good. I mean, we never hit. But
no, it's fun.
It's kind of cool that, you know, you might do it at work, but that's everybody in your area.
Right.
With the one that we do, we got seven different states.
Yeah, that's really cool.
12 cities involved. We got Delaware. We got Brian Healy in New Jersey. You know what I mean? We got Ed Vaughn in Delaware. It's great. So
that's cool.
Moving on. How you feeling, P Double?
Good. Rolling along. What's next?
What's next is the NFL. Okay.
Oh man, I've been waiting on this topic. Patiently.
Your Cowboys just moved up the ladder. You know what I mean? Because the Giants are basically non-existent right now.
What happened, man? They just kind of...
They're in rebuild mode. They got rid of Landon Collins. They got rid of Vernon, the defensive, the linebacker, the edge rusher.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Landon Collins is going. And then their premier player, one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the league, ODB, Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ. OBJ.
ODB.
is in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay? Is in Cleveland. Antonio Brown finally reached the agreement. He's with the Raiders. Now, I mean, he went with the Steelers, who's always in contention, to the Raiders, bottom of the barrel. He's happy. I guess he got his money. He's away from the Steelers. He went from the...
What's going on with the Steelers, too? Are they imploding? I mean...
Well, as long as they got Big Ben, they got Tomlin, I think they're going to be all right. They're going to
be all
right.
They might have just gotten rid of, like, what was ailing them, you know?
Yes. They got rid of people that
Bell
didn't...
They got rid
of people that didn't want to be there.
Because you can be a great player, but, man, it's a team sport. You know?
Yes, if you're a cancer and always complaining, I mean, you gotta get rid. It's like electric football, okay? What kind of coach? You know, those kind of coaches destroy EF leagues. The guy that doesn't play his games, doesn't show up,
right?
Or the guy that always says, oh, "I'm gonna play," then never plays.
You need guys like the Wiz. You call them out, and they stand up and they go, "I was gonna call you out, man." I'm ready.
I thought I was doing something. He said I was gonna call you out anyway. He's just trying to save face. I showed him up on the internet, dude. You know what I mean? I like, you know,
showed him up in his own backyard.
Yeah. Beat him in his own game. Always talking about He ducking me. We were supposed to play. You know damn well I wasn't playing him on Sunday. I knew I had a million things to do. I said, I'll get his ass. Posted up. Got the little clip art and everything. Threw it up there. Dude, I can't believe how many people. I tell you. I'm going to be Billy Idol. Eyes without a face. Everybody will be watching.
So you think the Cowboys moved up in NFC East just because of the fact that the Giants went down?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the
Giants are down. The Redskins just got a quarterback, Case Keenum. That ain't going to help them, though.
Nah.
He sucks. Okay. The Redskins got the safety, Landon Collins from the Giants. The Eagles lost.
Yeah.
Nick Foles to the Jaguars.
Who I think could have been starting anyway.
But he wasn't. But if that other guy, Wentz gets another injury or something,
right.
They don't have that security.
You're going to have to call Mark Sanchez or something.
So your Cowboys is sitting in a good place, okay?
Yeah.
The other Steelers problem, Le'Veon Bell, he went to the Jets.
Right.
He went to the Jets.
You think that helps them any?
The Jets, I mean, it helps them with the evolution and the growth of Sam Darnold, their quarterback.
Right. They now they look so bad at the beginning of last year, but by the end of the season, they look like they could be a team, you know, that might be middle of, you know, rebuilding next year.
They got a new coach coming in, right? They got rid of Todd Bowles, I think. They fired him, I think, at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But just having that running back, I mean, he is possibly, arguably, the best running back, the best running back player out there. You know what I mean? So you got Zeke, you got Saquon. This guy does it all, and he does it. He does it in his own special way.
Yeah,
that was another '80s song. Think the barge, love me in a special way, something like that.
They're from Michigan.
Yeah. Oh no, are they?
Yeah,
the barge. Wow. They did an unsung them. They were fighting like cats and dogs.
Yeah, they got too much money.
Got too much money. Money, the root of all evil. Wait till I get the money. I'm going to show you how to get the money and enjoy it.
All right, what about Cleveland? Do you think they did anything with all these pickups they got? I mean, they hit the jackpot when it came.
Well, the Ravens got Earl Thomas. I think the Ravens might win that division because they're coming back with more of the same pieces than they had.
Right. But I mean, Cleveland's got a long way to go.
Yes, I mean, Cleveland is Cleveland. I mean, you just signed a wide receiver. I mean,
they got Hunt though too, right?
Yeah, but he ain't. You don't know when he's gonna play or how many games. But yeah, right. Got him. They got Miles, whatever that number one pick was. I still think third place. I think the Bengals are going to be in last place. So, Darren Jermaine, if you're listening, he's a big Bengals fan. He plays in the Philly League. Your Bengals are going to suck this year. They are going to be in last place.
What about Jacksonville? They got somebody to replace Bortles.
Yes, they got Nick Foles. They looking great. And they released Bortles.
Right.
Is Dominic Sue, is he still with the Rams?
No, I think they're going to get rid of him, too.
Good.
I'm not sure what's going on with him, though. Is he going to be free, just like a free agent or, you know?
Good. I need the Rams to come down a little bit, get closer to my 49ers.
Who'd the 49ers pick? Going to pick up D. Ford, Mr. Offsides.
Dude, yeah. I was messing with Wolf, you know what I mean? I'm like, thanks, Wolf.
Mr. Offsides.
No, but unbelievable. He don't line up offsides Chiefs in the Super Bowl. That's crazy.
Yeah. Man.
But that dude is one of the better edge.
Yeah, he's a great linebacker.
And that's what the Niners needed. Mm-hmm. And here before we get off the NFL and move on to other stuff. I'm not buying Kyler Murray as the number one pick. The Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
They are putting him, hyping him up as the number. I hope the Cardinals take him with the number one pick. And then that leaves the Niners to take the Bosa kid or anybody. We can go any direction. I know we don't need a quarterback. We got quarterbacks. We got Jimmy G. We got Mullins. We even got C.J. Beathard. We got quarterback. We are not taking no 5'9" running back trying to parade around as a quarterback. Kyler Murray, okay, you should have went to baseball. I do not see that dude as a – I mean, I could be wrong, but you know what I mean? Being on the podcast, having a podcast named after you, you gotta step up to the plate and you gotta make bold statements, okay? You gotta put it on the line. You can't be safe. And Mr. National is saying that dude is not an NFL quarterback.
He's a bust.
At the number one pick, yeah, I don't think he's worth that.
You don't think he's gonna be like a Michael Vick?
No. I think he's gonna be something just a journeyman guy. I think he's going to end up being a wide receiver or running back, but just go back to baseball. I don't think he's
sure not.
I don't see it. Yeah. I mean, I'm wrong. Hopefully, I am wrong. I mean, he seems like a great kid. You know, I'm up here. His parents might be listening to the podcast, okay? I don't mean no disrespect, all right, Colin? But, you know, I got an opinion. And my opinion is I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. I just don't. I mean, Drew Brees broke the mold. I mean, he is short. Right. Doug Flutie had a good career. I mean, even if it just turns into be a Doug Flutie, I mean, that's a solid career.
Right.
Doug Flutie wasn't no slouch.
Hey, let me tell you what I see on the NFL website for a headline here.
All right,
Antonio Brown here says, in quotes, "It's an honor to join the legendary Raiders." How long are you going to call the Raiders legendary?
Forever. Because you know what I was thinking
they
about
today? They haven't been legendary in so long, man. It's not.
But that's fine. Listen, they are one of the franchises. They've been in Super Bowls in a lot of the decades.
Right.
They've been in the 80s. They are one of the... You know, Steelers, yeah. The Dolphins, the Raiders, the Packers. They're one of the.
You put them up there in that category.
Yeah, right.
Legendary.
Here's something I was thinking about, P-Double, talking about, now that you talk about that. The decades, team of the decades. The 70s sure. was the Steelers, right? Team of the decades.
Well, it could have been the Steelers or the Cowboys. Yeah,
Steelers won 4 Super Bowls.
Right, yeah. Okay.
They the 70s.
All right.
The Cowboys are right there. Okay, the 80s, 49ers. Niners. The 90s, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
They were the team of the 90s. Yeah. They won three.
Right.
They won three out of...
And for five years, they were right there.
Yeah.
5 years.
They're the team of the 90s, yeah. Right. Nobody else came. I mean, you could say Buffalo. Buffalo went them.
Right, right.
Went
yeah,
four.
Which is crazy, yeah.
Four straight.
Right.
Number one. Cowboys right. beat them twice. Okay, so 70s Steelers, 80s the 49ers, 90s the Cowboys, the 2000s Patriots.
Yeah.
They won 3 in 5 years or whatever it was.
Right.
Same.
And the teens?
The
Patriots.
The Patriots, the 2000s.
Right, but the next decade,
2010s.
Yeah.
From 2010 to we're at 2019. Who is it?
Is it the Patriots again?
The Patriots again? Is it? Did they win enough?
Three?
Would it be?
Right? Three more.
That's what I didn't know. I was driving home thinking about that.
Oh, okay. Let me look it up. Keep it going.
When I think about the podcast even when I'm not even on the podcast. I mean, I'd be at work mixing the fireproof and thinking of topics for the podcast. I wonder if P-Double going like this. I'm obsessed with being successful. So if you run off 2010, the Super Bowl champions, we got to pick. There's only two more years left.
Right.
Who Man. Was leading the 2000s?
So it's the...
And then while P-Double's looking up this is the Mr. National Podcast, the show 25 the eve of the big game, electric football, 49ers versus Seahawks.
Let me go through these winners from 2010.
Okay.
It's definitely the Patriots, but but Saints, Packers, Giants, Ravens, Seahawks, Patriots, Broncos, Patriots, Eagles, Patriots.
Damn.
Yeah. So nobody's won it twice, but the Patriots have won it three times. I'm telling you what, that's what makes the NFL so much fun and it's so great to watch, is because year after year after year, any team, you know, franchise could compete. Except for like the Lions and the Browns.
The Browns.
But I mean, you know, you know what I mean? They got a lot of different franchises that
shows up, right?
That show up, so.
So no team since 2010 has won it twice, but the Patriots have three titles in 2000.
Yep. Okay. And then, but if you go back to the decade before that,
I know it's
I'm
going
to go. I'll start with 2000: Rams, Ravens, Patriots, Bucks, Patriots, Steelers, Colts, Giants, Steelers. So the Steelers were in there twice, but the Patriots were in there three times. So basically, like for the last 20 years, 15, 20 years, the Patriots have dominated. And it's Belichick and it's Brady. Right.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it. I mean, I hate to belabor this point, but they're at another level, man. You can't deny it. I mean, you can hate them all you want.
Right.
Man.
What Mayweather say? Roger Mayweather. I don't know if he watches the listens to the podcast, but Floyd Mayweather. He say, "Men lie, women lie, numbers don't." And the Patriots got the numbers.
Yeah, they do.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Patriots got the numbers. That's impressive. So they got a good chance of winning team of the decade 2 years in a row. I mean, two decades in a row.
Which is amazing. Amazing. And Brady's been there for the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy.
Here's an interesting phenomenon that you may not have thought about. But before Brady was the quarterback for the Patriots, it was Drew Bledsoe.
Uh-huh.
So Drew Bledsoe got hurt and ushered in the era of Tom Brady. Right. Which, we don't need to rehash that. Everybody knows about that. But when the next year Drew Bledsoe went and played for the Cowboys, got hurt, ushered in Tony Romo.
Wow.
Which,
no way.
Which, like, nobody knows like, about that, you know. Nothing happened there. I mean, right. He's a great quarterback and everything, but.
Yeah, he was good. He's a great commentator. Good quarterback. So Bledsoe is like marijuana. He's like the gateway.
He's the gateway.
Don't call Drew Bledsoe the gateway. Call marijuana. People call marijuana the gateway drug. You know. Oh man. So we went through the NFL P-double.
Yep.
That brings us to EF. And last weekend we had that Apex tournament. Did we talk about that? No, we didn't.
I don't know if we mentioned it, but it was held this past weekend. It was a league challenge. So the East Coast showed up,
Atlanta,
Ohio Valley, Deep South. And they had a league challenge.
So it wasn't four, it was just three
leagues, yep.
Three leagues, okay.
And so each league, put up, so many competitors. Coaches. Yeah, put up competitors against.
Well, I talked to Brian Phillips. He said he was shorthanded. Some of his guys didn't.
Yeah, so they drafted out of the other leagues or something like that.
Right.
Or there was some guys that showed up. But it sounded like it was a lot of fun. And
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, fun. Right. Fun. And Tego Jones did a great job of hosting it, from what I understand. And I think I've deduced what I think is the key to having a great EF tournament like this. And it's like good food. Everybody is most impressed by good food.
Right.
If you have great food, whether, you know,
that makes up for everything.
Whether people bring in their own gumbo or, you know, you have it catered or whatever. I don't know what, but
the food.
Everybody writes home about the food.
The food. Like Teron
Gillespie, yeah.
Gillespie, yeah. Teron. I just
made barbecue.
Yeah, at the Glass City Classic. I mean, the food. People rave about the food. They love the food, okay? The NFL Super Bowl.
Right.
They rave about the food.
Yep.
For our Super Bowl. My mom makes a big spread, the food. That's they come
tradition.
For the food.
That's awesome. It's I love
tradition.
It. I love it.
But like you say, as long as they have fun, that thing went pretty good.
It went pretty well, so they're looking to try to do more events under the Apex Luxury Football banner. So
Okay, so nice.
Tuned to see what's next. Maybe we'll get Tego on and he can tell us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll bring him on the Mr. National podcast. Let him, you know, chop it up with Pete Elbow and myself.
And just make sure he's not eating a bag of chips before he gets on.
Yeah, right. What was the Wiz doing? I mean, that audio sucked, okay? He was right in the studio. I mean, we got to get better equipment, okay? Like I said, folks, we are taking sponsorships. We are taking donations. Really, our PayPal address, we got to get a new. I want to get it. We got to set up a new PayPal for the show, too. And we can get donations.
Start raking it in.
I mean, we ain't going to be raking in the dough, but we can get some mics. We can get some better equipment. We can start looking like Electric Gridiron Network, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah, cameramen and...
Yeah, we get something with those two. Man, I can never say enough about them guys.
Yeah, Roger and Dustin.
And our boy Kit. Did you see Kit? Kit, okay, talking about Kit and Toe Pro. Ain't that football?
What does Toe Pro stand for? T.
The.
O.
Official.
E.
Electric. Football. Right? That's it.
Electric. Playing rules. Of football. The official.
Toe Pro.
We don't know.
Official. We got to get him back on. He's going to be mad. He listens. He's faithful. He listens. He's like, how did they fuck that up? I told him already. I asked him too when he was like, what does Toe Pro? I'm glad you asked. That deep booming voice. I love his voice. I got a drink for like 3 days straight with no water to get his voice. I think we got one more thing and then we're gonna wrap it up. We got all right. We did the Apex, PW. We got the Essington Extravaganza coming up. Not this weekend, next weekend, and then the first weekend in April. We're gonna bring the Verrell Bavard on our next show to talk about the Capital City Clash,
which is probably like the premier, besides the convention, is probably the premier TOC event.
It's not probably. Take probably out. It is the biggest and most sought after tournament of the TOC. Okay.
Who's gonna win the gold bow?
The gold ball at the clash.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold my prediction till we get Darrell on, and he gives me a rundown of names, and then I will pick. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yep. Look forward.
But I'm winning the game tomorrow against the Seahawks. Okay.
28-20.
That's a wrap. The Mueller report is going to be a dud. Okay. Duke. If Zion Williamson plays, they make the Final Four. If not, Sweet 16, maybe. Okay?
Kyler Murray's going to be a bust.
He's not an NFL quarterback.
Man.
That's it. Anything else?
No, I think we've covered it. That's a show.
That's a wrap. The Wiz, thanks for coming on. The Hulk, we got you coming up. We couldn't make it today. You had family duties. Darrell Bavard is up next. This is the Mr. National Podcast. We are going, going, gone.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.